Today's show is sponsored by PowerSchool Learning. At the end of the show, I'll give you some resources about PowerSchool Learning, my favorite learning management system. Stay tuned. The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today. Happy Valentine's Day, teachers. It's also Tech Tool Tuesday, so today I'm going to share with you some of my favorite tools. I won't say I love them, but it's pretty close. So first of all, I have six things in my essential toolkit for the classroom. I use PowerSchool Learning, which is the learning management system. Used to be Haiku Learning. Love it. Done some webinars on it, so check those out. Also, I use, of course, PowerSchool for the student information system. I have lots of forms and things that I use, but I do have a handy Substitute Teacher Manual by my desk with emergency plans in it. I'll put links also to that in the show notes. Now, something I use literally every class period is my Apple Watch with a timer. I like to keep an outline of what I'm going to do in my class that day on index cards. And I just reach over, grab the index card, and I set my timer, and away we go. Now, for my very hyperactive, excited classes, I very often schedule what I call a physical fitness break right in the middle of class, and my Apple Watch tells me when it's time. I also have a maker center in my classroom with all kinds of robotics, Legos, just about everything. And when we have time and when we're making, they have lots of ideas right there in front of them. So in some ways, I guess that space might look a little bit like an elementary classroom, even though I'm high school. I also love and use Google Docs all the time with my students, and I want them to know how to just open up a Google Doc and share it with their friends. Now, here's another one I'll link to in the show notes, just like all of these, Frixion erasable pens and erasable markers. Now, I'm not kidding, they are erasable, and I use them with my Rocket Book. Now, my Rocket Book links with my note-taking service, Evernote. You can use it 5 times, and the first time you use it, you take it, you snap pictures of it, it sends it to your note-taking service, and then you literally put it in the microwave with a cup of water, and you microwave it, and then it erases, and then you can start over. And I use this all the time. I just love it and love these wonderful erasable pens. Now, for screencasting, I do have a blended classroom, and I love PowerPoint with Office Mix. If you have a PC, this is essential screencasting tools, and I teach my students how to use it. So if they're programming in Scratch, they'll record videos and turn those into PowerSchool Learning. Now, on my Mac, I use ScreenFlow. The cool thing about ScreenFlow is that you can capture iPad and iPhone screens easily. Now, QuickTime will do it, but ScreenFlow gives you some extra editing. So if I'm doing tutorials for how to do things on smartphones, like I use Blooms in my classroom for parent-teacher communications, I was recording some screencasts and sending those to parents, and I did it on my smartphone hooked into ScreenFlow. Now, I use Toolwire for lots of simulations on that my students use for learning many of the applications we do, as well as critical thinking, and love it. Now, here's some of the most exciting things for digital filmmaking. I'm teaching a digital filmmaking class, and we literally spent hours figuring out exactly what we needed to purchase. Now, I'm not going to recommend the really expensive audio. Let me know if you want to know what that is, but I am going to put links to these in the show notes. First of all, the DJI phone camera gimbal from Osmo Mobile. This thing is used in drones, but it literally has a gyroscope in it, and it will balance your phone. So you are able to have professional quality just by holding it in your hand without even having to put it on a tripod, and it holds it steady, and the shots are amazing. Now, it's a little pricey at $399, but if you are doing some really cool stuff with filmmaking, it's a definite. We have an Acuvar DSLR camera backpack, which we have for all of our gadgets, and I have a Mophie Power Station XXL since we're filming with all of our phones and that sort of thing. I love the AlloClip Core lens set, which lets you add all kinds of neat functionality to the iPhone 7. And then the best and pretty inexpensive tripod is a tablet stand from iCross with 4 adapters, and the adapters let you do it with the smartphone, the GoPro, the tablet, and the DSLR camera. So that's kind of my digital filmmaking toolkit, except for the audio, and the audio is a little bit expensive, and you would only get it for a digital film class. Now, on reading, I love my Kindle, and I actually have one of the
real Kindle readers because I read a lot at night and I don't want it to wake me up. And so I don't read it on the iPad. I do have an iPad Pro that I love and use all the time. And it's fantastic. I'm actually filming with it now. You can film in 4K with the thing. And in some ways, it's easier to film on it than with a phone because everybody who's watching the camera shoot can kind of see what's on the screen and you can replay it. Now, my favorite notebook service for me personally is Evernote. I use it all the time for everything. And I do have a cool little hookup called Task Clone that sends things to OmniFocus. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about actually the productivity system I'm using right now because sometimes it changes. For student note taking, I recommend OneNote, and that's what I use with my students, and they take notes and they turn those in to PowerSchool Learning. Now, for game-based learning, I have gamified my whole classroom, and I love Classcraft. Awesome tool. I use Google Calendar for my calendaring, and it syncs with everything. And I also use Slack, and Slack links with all kinds of things like Trello, which I use for some project management with Lisa Durf, who helps me out with my calendar. Now, my productivity system is a little different. When I am using a task system, I use OmniFocus. But right now, I've got a book that an ebook and forms that I've shared with you online, and it's called Do What Matters, and that's what I use. But I also have this really cool thing I bought from a guy named John Lee Dumas called the Freedom Journal, which I was able to put the goal for launching this podcast in. It kind of helps you accomplish your goal in 100 days, and I'm doing it in less than that. So it's a great, wonderful tool. The productivity system I'm using now for daily planning is kind of a mix between bullet journaling, which means I kind of draw it by hand on the Rocket Book paper that you can print out if you get a Rocket Book and just print this digital paper out, and the StoryBrand productivity system by Donald Miller. I did his life planning system and it was fantastic. And he has a lot of great questions inspired by Viktor Frankl's work that really helped boost my day. I went through his life planning system and loved it. And I write on it with my Frixion pen so I can erase. That's really cool. Now, for communications, I use Skype for recording podcasts and that sort of thing. I use Zoom video for recording video. Web hosting, I use SiteGround. I love it. And it's really, really fast and not that expensive. So that's what I use for my site because it was getting really, really expensive with all of the people looking at my site. Now, there are some that I think the teachers need for weight loss. I know I struggle with it. So I use Lose It, and I actually pay for the pro version. It's worth it to me because I can track sugar and other things and how much water I drink and that sort of thing. So I love it because I can really drill down and educate myself about what I am eating. Now, I love Runkeeper for my runs. I don't pay for the pro version, but it links with my health kit and everything else. And I try to run at least 3 times a week, and then I also walk. Now, I also have started using Blue Apron and really enjoy it. It's delivered twice a week to my house, so I can have kind of fancy meals, those, and then I kind of have just regular old stuff just because my life is so busy and crazy. Now, for our final tool, I'm going to talk about the MakerBot Mini 3D printer. So I have this in my classroom, and it's what I used to print, and you can use all kinds of iPhone devices and things to print with it, and then they have this really cool place called Thingiverse where you can download really cool things. The MakerBot company has agreed to do a giveaway for the launch of the 10-Minute Teacher. If you go on iTunes and you leave a review, and all you have to do is leave your Twitter handle or your Instagram handle or some way that Lisa Durf, who helps me out on the show, can find you. She's going to take all of those and put them in a hat and draw them out at the end of the day on February 15th to give your reviews time to show up. Go to iTunes and leave a review. And I hope you've enjoyed these tools. This will probably be just one of the few tools shows that you'll hear from me, except on Tuesday, which is Tech Tool Tuesday. So stay tuned, and I hope you enjoy the new podcast. Today's show is sponsored by PowerSchool Learning. PowerSchool Learning is my learning management system, and I have all of my videos and assignments and everything in there. Now, the thing I love is when I grade in PowerSchool Learning, it goes straight across to the PowerSchool Student Information System for all of my grades. So I have what they call a unified classroom. Everything is one place. I don't have to log in here and log in there. It's all in one place, which makes my life so much easier. Now, if you want to know my secrets for blending my classroom effectively, how I screencast, how I set up the standard layout, layout of the pages and how I do everything, I've shared this in a blog post at coolcatteacher.com/effective-blended-learning. Now you can go to the show notes to follow the link. Now go out there and be remarkable today. Thank you for listening to the 10 Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.